John Wenger, then Lawrence Reyes.
Yeah. And George, could you give me, please, a loud 20-second alarm?
Yes, I will.
Yeah. Well, yesterday I gave you my 10 love, my tough love sort of thing, and today the auditor basically gave you my, gave you a report that was a reprise of what I told you yesterday. Couple of quick thoughts. Number one, FDI insurance is for $250,000. So anybody, any station that has $250,000, more than $250,000 in their account is liable to vulnerability, to bank failure. So just don't do it. Give orders to your general managers to make sure that you have multiple accounts and nobody has more than $250,000 in any single account because banks will fail. We had two this month. Number two, the thing about Berkeley and Houston running 30% below drive goals, the economy is continuing to worsen. It's going to get worse. I expect that in the future, the fund drives will fail by more than 30%. So plan on it and budget and plan to extend your fund drives in advance. Just do the calculation now and do the math and make it happen. Distributed staffing. I think that Berkeley ought to help out with the national office and LEM, please try to loan some staff to help with the national office. I know you don't have to do it, but it'd be a good thing. I noticed the auditor seems to think that the LSVs get all the data, but we've had at least three stations saying that we didn't happen. Didn't happen.
20 seconds.
PFW didn't happen at L.A. and doesn't happen somewhere else. And the other thing, you guys must fix this New York situation immediately. This is a crisis. You need to get monthly financials from WBI to the WBI board and to the PNB, and you need to track it like a hawk. You've got to order the GM to fix this or else make him toast. I'm done. I beat it.
You did. Lawrence Reyes, then Dr. Evelyn Bethune.
Well, boy, what did I want to say? I'm so tired. And, you know, when you eat, you do get a little sleepy. So. But what I wanted to say is, I have a question. When is the elections going to happen?
Tomorrow.
What time?
It's scheduled for first thing in the morning.
Okay, first thing in the morning.
Oh, and we do have the person to count the ballots.
Okay, thank you. What I want to comment on is, I'm glad to see my African-American brothers and sisters here, but the fact is that there's not one Latino or Latina here. There's nobody... There's no Asians. There's nobody from. Can you? There's nobody here from the from this hemisphere. There's no native people from this hemisphere. And you know, if we talk about being progressive, you know, there's a divide there. There was an indictment on WBGO about them being too native, about them going too native. That's code word for being too tribal. Okay? Let's say what it is. It's a code word for being too tribal. And for those people here that represents diversity, you have a duty and a responsibility to stand up to this injustice. Because that's what it is. This is an injustice. It's a disgrace that we probably, I don't care about the CPB money. I care more
That's
about
time.
That there's people here
That's
who are representative of our networks and the demographics. It's a shame, and, you know, Grace, you should feel shame yourself.
You're up. Evelyn. Yes. Dr. Evelyn Bethune and then
I'm
William.
I'm really tired and I need a nap.
Here, Wagen.
Okay, two things. When we talk about diversity, be serious about it. You can't have people self-identifying as something that they haven't been representing. When you want a Native American, find a Native American. If you want a Hispanic, get a Hispanic for sure. Somebody that looks and works and is in the culture and can speak for the culture. Not one who just shows up. Black History Month, smoke and mirrors at KPFT. And I love Dwayne, I love my station, but every year we have the same fight. It's invisible. It's 2-3 hours a day, a month, for the month of February. That's totally unacceptable. And for an Anglo to tell me what Black History Month should look like is an insult. We have community groups that need to be worked with, and they're not being worked with. And I don't care about the lie that's being told. They've just sent a letter to the manager once again addressing that issue. We've been before this body to discuss this on numerous occasions, and every year it's the same bunch of crap. And I say crap because that seems to be what you, the only thing that we understand. And, you know, I don't know what we do about it because obviously we cannot solve it at the station level. If we could, I wouldn't be standing here saying this. So if you mean what you say in the mission, then do it. Don't just say it.
Sorry, William Heerwagen and then Bob Letter.
Hello again. The collateralizing of this, or moving the collateralization of this funding that was just mentioned earlier, that doesn't seem to have anything to do with personnel issues or private issues. I don't understand why that's going to executive session. And for that matter, just on the surface, I mean, there may be other things going on that I'm not supposed to know about, but on the surface, someone to sign checks doesn't seem like a personnel issue. It's not their private, something private about somebody. It's just identifying somebody who's going to sign the checks. Nothing to do with a personnel issue. They should be done in open session, both of those issues. And then just to try to be a little optimistic, hoping if we're going to be here a year from now, that means that we've sort of recovered. And in all the budget processing and the things to do with the layoffs, I never heard anything about plans on, well, gee, what point do we have to reach when we start getting better? Where we're going to start bringing people back, and who are we bringing back, people that we've laid off? There doesn't seem to be a concern about employees. We just say, oh, we'll get volunteers. People will come in and do it. Shouldn't be that way. We should be thinking about when are we bringing back staff. Thank you.
Bob Letterer, then Steve Zeltner, I think.
Hi, I'm a current member of the LSB at WBAI and a former member of the PNB, and I have four quick points. First, concerning the GM's proposal for a new national program, I think that's a good direction to go in, but it's really crucial that the process for planning and conceptualizing that has to be done as the national programming policy adopted 2 years ago sets forth, which means really full participation by all the stations. And that means that really the program directors need to be at the table when plans are being developed, and that those program directors need to then go back to their stations and discuss with their staffs what the resources and possibilities are. And it really should not be looked at as something developing reinforcing a star system of well-known hosts. There are people with great expertise who may not be well-known, but would have a lot to offer to a national program. The second point is that I have not heard a word from this body since the resignation of the executive director many months ago about a search for a new national executive director. That's always been done in the past very quickly, and I think it's long overdue that be initiated this weekend. This network is in crisis, and you have to move on to the next step of having management here. And I just want to say that the composition of this body racially is totally unacceptable, both for political reasons and moral reasons, and also that you stand to lose $200,000 in CPB funds.
Give someone else's time if you want it. Yeah, Steve Zeltzer. I mean, this thing with Lonnie Hicks is all of a sudden there's a crisis. He disappears. You can't say what happened. There's no assessment. And then we have our chairperson, Sherry Gendelman from KPFA, not having prepared this meeting, not having somebody assigned. Documents come in at the last minute. Is this incompetence? Is this organized chaos? What's going on here? You know, that's a real question. Who's organizing this? Who's orchestrating this? You know, Dan Siegel, you've known for months and months and years about Lonnie Hicks, and nothing's been done about it. All of a sudden, there's a crisis. Who can sign the checks? Who can't sign the checks? It seems to me that there's a serious problem of accountability of the leadership at the network and the people who are running the show here. And the audit really showed that. There are material problems here. I mean, it didn't happen overnight. I'm sure this isn't the first year that these things have happened. And this thing has to be assessment. There's been no assessment made. What happened? Why are these problems happening? What's the history? What's the way of resolving them? I think that the question of the oversight, there is no oversight. There has to be a committee that makes oversight and has a history of what happened, why it happened, and how we're going to clean it up. And I don't see quick solutions to that. But it does mean people who did these things have to be held accountable. If you don't do that, you can't go forward.
Okay, Serene Roberts, and then Israel Feuer. Serene Roberts? Israel is next. Serene, you're now.
Well, the other evening I mentioned an idea, namely that when people make comments, ask questions, if they're pertinent, that a member of the board, not the person, should say, that should be noted in the minutes for follow-up. Here's a good occasion to do that. We can't do everything, and why just hear people, and then they're forgotten. So I would ask if one or more members of this board, before this weekend is over, would make a motion, which hopefully would pass, to that effect, that when a member of the board hears a comment, a question, a suggestion that's worthy in pursuing or deserves a response, that they request the secretary to note it, and it should go on an agenda of your meeting. And in that connection, I would say it's pretty obvious that in any plan for recovery or makeover, whether by the managers or anyone else, we need to take account of the issues that were raised by a number of people here, including Dan. Namely, there are serious issues of fractionalization, of sectarianism, of a lack of a competent together board. That needs to be addressed in a plan. You cannot simply set it aside from programming or from finance. There's so much here, but we need to at least take note, respectfully, of issues and problems raised. Thank you.
Serene, did you watch your time?
Is this gentleman on the list, Marilyn?
What is his name?
Jose. He's on the list.
Yes, he is. He's about seven down from here.
Great. A couple of things. I hear that we must do something about BAI right away. So I hope when you're considering doing something about BAI right away, you also consider some of the problems we've had at BAI. We have a board member who has encouraged boycotts, who has regularly, publicly, in racist email rants, attacked station management. We have the fact that there have been economic downtrends in New York long before they hit the rest of the country, you know, the thing that everyone saw coming until everyone else lost their money. We have this baseless lawsuit by Jamie Ross and other members of our local board in which they make false claims. There were lots of problems with the elections. But the claims that they made, which is to say only people on my side didn't get ballots, is clearly false. It's been proven false. But they continue to drain us down. I think we're more than $100,000 in debt at this point. So when you guys want to look at where the numbers are at BAI, look at the responsibility of so-called board members in your presence. And Carolyn Burden and the other people who cooperate and leak information from executive sessions on a rather regular basis, as I understand it. Look at a lot. You are objectionable, but right now I'm speaking.
Please avoid personal attacks in your comments.
Excuse me. It is absolutely true. I'm speaking. This is public comment. You don't get to speak.
And we have rules.
Okay,
for public
you can tell me
well.
When the clock stops with you and when I can begin to speak again without interruption.
That's time.
That absolutely cannot be time because you two have been speaking for at least the past 30 seconds.
I'll give you another 30 seconds.
We have a lawsuit that we're dealing with in New York, and a lawsuit that I would have to say was perhaps not invited but certainly encouraged by what's the name of the guy who can't stop writing about Pacifica now that he's quit or whatever, Guma, you know, in that he insisted on retaining someone with whom he knew there was a problem because that person came to the station on a mission, and they were going to be kept so that they could fulfill that mission. And it is the same mentality that I see operating here.
That's time.
Yeah, thank you.
Mo?
Yes. Actually, I have an objection to the 1.5 minutes you give to the public. So many hours are spent for so many different things, and when it comes to the public, you just give 1.5 minutes. I have a lot of points to make and express here, but I try to make it as short as possible. I'm definitely advocating for the gentleman who was here from financing department, whistleblower. Let the people talk without the fear, without the punishment, without the revenge against them. Is in paid staff, non-paid staff, or activists, or public, anywhere they have something, let them come to the air, let them. Second thing, please don't push this gentleman out. This has a history with the Pacifica. Let him work with you guys. He has a valuable prize in Pacifica. I'm talking about Dan Siegel. And the last thing, I think, I don't know how much time I have. I guess that's it.
You have 20 seconds.
Yeah, thank you.
Ian Johnston and then John Doe, number two.
Okay. Well, it's good to see anonymity is being respected. First off, I heard that there was a plan put forward by the management for, I guess, like a 4 o'clock hour here in L.A. It would be a national show with rotating hosts from various signal areas. I hope that it complies with the national programming policy from a couple of years back, which says that we've got to have fair processes for selecting who those hosts get to be in each signal area. I've heard names put forward, and this is supposed to be an investigative show. I don't think any of the hosts whose names I've heard put forward do much in the way of investigation of even the claims from their own guests. So in any event, I hope whoever does that has some follow-up questions and some journalistic integrity. I think the way to get around some of our problems is to expand the pie rather than fighting over dwindling pieces left on the table. What we need to do is take the signal that's going out from all five of our signal areas and potentially from the PRA and put it onto Sirius, XM, something that people would pay us to give to them that we're already putting out into the atmosphere and no one's listening to. So you take something that's currently costing you money to make and you turn it into an asset. And you could even probably pay someone's salary and put a little extra in the bank every year as a result. So I think that's something we need to look forward to, since people don't listen to us terrestrially, much less on satellite, while our competitors are doing very well in both.
John Doe, number two, and then Laurie Taguma.
Our management, KPFK, a couple of years ago, went to our contractor we'd bought phone from for about 15 years and said, why doesn't it work? He came back and he said, well, we installed it wrong. Would you like to buy a new one? We bit. We paid threefold for that new system. Still doesn't work. My point is that buying from Silverstein has been a mistake for a long time. I made an offer, an anonymous offer, but Sherry knows, got that offer for moving WBAIA into a Brooklyn address of their choosing, et cetera, with no upfront costs. I haven't heard a word. You've got very little time to change that dynamic in New York. That signal, the transmitter location, is the only thing you have that's valuable. Hang on to it. And my question is, how long were you doing music when Silverstein knocked down two buildings?
Laurie Taguma and then Bella DeSoto.
I'm the ex-manager of WOJB, the Native American radio station from northern Wisconsin. This is a continuation of the conversation that I started this afternoon regarding developing Native programming and including Native voices in the Native station that I was general manager of. In that process, there was backlash among the volunteers and people on the staff who thought that we had enough Native programming. In the process, there was a boycott and a takeover of our station for 2 hours one evening. Two of the volunteers used their airtime to denigrate the station, the management, the tribal council, as well as the Native people, and went on for 2 hours until, yes, they were very white. non-tribal members. And in the process, I didn't call the police soon enough. I put myself in that situation. Okay, thank you. And that led to my arrest, actually, amazingly, and having to deal with the outcome of that situation, which also entailed the non-renewal of my contract. But this is just an example of what goes on still in the affiliate stations and the stations around the country. Thank you very much.
What station was that? What station was that?
WOJB. Bella DeSoto and Jose Sosa.
Hi there, Bella DeSoto here. On yesterday, I was given 3 minutes, so I was able to illuminate many things. I am a professional bookkeeper of many years. I was prevented from becoming the treasurer some years ago, and I was also prevented from getting on the LSB in KPFK. In 2005, I prepared the very first balance sheet, P&L, which no one had seen before. It was never forthcoming from anyone, but somehow, miraculously, someone handed me a current balance sheet under the table. From there, I was able to extrapolate and break down and create a chart of accounts. When the auditors were here, had they not have been under such restraining time, they would have seen the logical chart of accounts that I prepare. Logical, I'm saying, because he specifically said there are too many trees, so you can't get to the bottom line. So you can have summary, you can have detail, but even in the detail, you have to have a logical hierarchy. Having said that, I want every one of you, if you can, on the report that was presented to you on page 5, you may not get to it quick enough, but this will be a task for you. Each one, several, I only have 20 seconds. I illuminated communication expense. Miscellaneous has increased by 17,000 rather. Settlement fees is a negative number. That seems to be dubious. But I want each and every one of you to take responsibility because none of you have done what you have been tasked to do. And I want to say seriously that Grace Aaron has been sitting in the local station board, has been on the PNB, and all of this has been happening for a very, very long time. This didn't just happen, and look where we are today. This is so serious that I don't think you understand. We may not be here in a few months. Oh, and by the way, WBII needs to present a demand letter. No, you need to respect me. Demand letter for WBAI to force the landlord to release WBAI is the only way. With the media and activists is the only way.
Jose Sosa. And then Bernie Eisenberg.
We are in the middle of a crisis, economic crisis. And in case we don't get in civilized way, we're going to have it worse. What I mean is, we have to divide between the ethnic communities, the station. We don't want to have only Anglo or Jewish control. We don't want that. We want a fair division. If done, this station, because we are in the crisis, and we ask for a Spanish program. On Friday and Sunday, we only one from 9 to 12, and from 9 to 10 on Sunday. But in case it's not possible, we're not going to look for commercial stations for sure. But we have to fix this problem because if we really want cash, we have to work for. And really, we have to work very hard because this depression, they don't say repression, they say recession. Because this recession is going to take us. And as the brother says here, that times are going. We have to divide the war between everybody. Thank you.
Bernie Eisenberg and then Larry Taylor.
Yeah, hi, everybody. I want to make one comment about programming and then talk about finances in just a second. I don't want to see my station, KPFK, become a mouthpiece for the Democratic Party regulars. I see this happening, and it really frightens me. I don't think I want to see it be a mouthpiece for promoting Obama, because Obama has many faults, and we have to dig into his programs, and we have to expose some of the things that he has centralized himself. You know, he like appeals to the left, but he's really not left. He's centrist, and he's appealing that way. That's all I want to say about programming. You guys have this fiduciary responsibility. You ought to be absolutely aghast at the fact that financial records were lost up in Berkeley. How can you possibly have a financial system on one computer with no backup and then have somebody like this gentleman come in and not even talk about it? Records were lost. Are you aware of that? You need to have a uniform chart of accounts, which has been mentioned. You need to work on this. This is not just fairy tales. You need to work on this. You need to have uniform systems at the station so you can do the reporting. Now, the only thing national that I really support is financial reporting. The programming should not be on a national basis, in my opinion. Backup needs to be implemented at every station. I want to ask one question before I go. Has anybody mentioned Lonnie Hicks in terms of the fact that he's been fired? Do we know he's been fired? This is not a secret matter. If he's been fired, let me hear somebody say he's been fired, and that's why this gentleman was here and Lonnie Hicks was not here.
Answer the question.
Larry Taylor?
No. I cede my time to the next speaker.
The next speaker, Anthony Fest, has ceded his time to dinner.
Chair, so, can we not answer the question?
What's answer that? The question.
The question needs to be reported out of a confidential meeting. That's what our bylaws say.
Thank you.
And we haven't done it. So. The public meeting for today is over. The public comment is over. Yes? Yes. Well, there was an issue we haven't gotten to besides the strategic discussion, which we're going to have to do tomorrow, I guess, which was the question of at KPFA of moving people dismissing people from the LSB because their status changed from being a listener to a staff member. That has to be done in public session. My sense is that we must be going to executive session, and so I propose that we come back in executive session and that we move that agenda. Well, I'll suggest the time. It's now, what time is it? It is now 20 minutes to 7.
No, not even.
My clock is 10 minutes fast. It's now 6:30. What time do you want to be back?
7:30.
What time are you willing to commit to be back?
7:30.
I hear 7:30. How many are willing to commit to? Please, just put your hand up. How many are willing to come back by 7:30? How many are willing to come back? Want to come back by 8 o'clock and don't want to be come back at 7:30?
What about 7:45?
How about 7:45? Is that agreeable? 7:45. Is that all right?
It's 8 o'clock.
What's that? 7:45 it is. And let me say again, this is executive session, and the public is not admitted to it. There will be no more public sessions tonight.
I'd like to say thank you to the public. I want you to know that I'm speaking for myself, but I'm sure the rest of the board agrees that it's hard listening to public comment. But at the same time, we understand the importance of it, and it's always hard when you have to do the hard things, and you guys are pointing out the hard things, and your views and your statements are valued.
And I'd like to say that we are privileged to have people who are so committed to the mission of this statement as the people who showed up in this room just now in public comment.
I just want to let everybody know that the young lady out there that fell down, she's doing fine.
Who
you didn't know? The firemen were in here earlier today doing first aid, but she collapsed for some reason.
We'll reconvene at 7:45.